Let's pray. Loving Father, open our hearts to your word today. By your Holy Spirit, shape us more into the likeness of Christ, that we may hear your voice, follow your will, and live each day for your glory. Through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. Please do be seated. I wonder if I asked you the question, what's shaping your life, how you would answer. Perhaps we'd think about our families, our work, the news that we read each day, social media, our worries, our hopes. The truth is, every single one of us is being shaped by something. The question isn't whether we're being shaped, the question is who or what is shaping us. Our readings this morning invite us to ask exactly that question. Paul reminds us that we have been brought from death to life. Jesus reminds us that even the smallest act of kindness offered in his name have eternal significance. Together they paint a beautiful picture. The Christian life isn't simply about believing in Jesus, it is about becoming more like him, day by day, moment by moment, for the whole of life. To understand today's reading, we need to remember where it comes in Paul's letter. The first five chapters of Romans have been building towards one glorious truth. None of us can earn God's love. No amount of goodness, religion, or rule-keeping can make us right with him. Instead, salvation comes entirely through the grace of God revealed in Jesus Christ. Then Paul asks the obvious question, if God forgives us by grace, does it matter how we live? His answer is immediate. Grace is never permission to carry on living the old life. Grace is the power that enables us to live a new life. Paul doesn't say try hard enough and perhaps you'll earn life. He says you have already been brought from death to life. Everything begins with grace. Everything begins with what Christ has done. Obedience isn't the price we pay for salvation. It is a grateful response to the salvation we've already received. One of the most encouraging words Paul uses is sanctification. It's one of those long theological words, but it simply means being gradually made more like Jesus. God doesn't expect us to become perfect overnight. He knows we're all works in progress. The Holy Spirit patiently works within us, changing our hearts, renewing our minds, and shaping our character. Sometimes we hardly notice it happening until one day we realize I'm a little more patient than I used to be, or I find myself praying before I panic. Not because we become remarkable people, but because Christ has been quietly at work within us. This week, I had the delight in going to the cinema with Bella, my four-year-old granddaughter, escaping the heat in air conditioning. We went to see Toy Story 5, and I would really recommend it. But it made me think of a different Pixar film, Up, that I think illustrates our point this morning. Even if you haven't seen the film, you'll understand the story. It begins with a little boy called Carl, who dreams of having great adventures. He meets Ellie, and together they promise that one day they'll travel to a magical place called Paradise Falls. They spend years saving for that great adventure, but life happens. The car needs repairing, the house needs fixing, unexpected bills arrive. Again and again, the money they've saved has to be spent on ordinary things. Eventually, Ellie dies before they ever make the journey. At first, it feels like a heartbreaking story of dreams that never came true. But later in the film, Carl sits looking through Ellie's old adventure book. He expects to find empty pages because they never reached Paradise Falls together. Instead, he discovers something beautiful. The pages are filled with photographs, meals shared together, birthdays, quiet moments, ordinary days, growing old side by side. Makes me feel quite emotional. At the very end, Ellie has written these words: "Thanks for the adventure. Now go and have a new one." Carl suddenly realizes something. The adventure wasn't waiting somewhere else. The adventure had been the ordinary life they had shared together all along. I think that's a wonderful picture of the Christian life. Sometimes we think Jesus is about the big moments, and following him is about the big moments. The powerful worship service, the conference, the pilgrimage, the ladies' day, maybe. The dramatic testimony. But God does most of his work with us on ordinary Tuesdays, in quiet moments, in prayer, in faithful service, in forgiving someone who's hurt us, in showing patience when we're tired, in choosing kindness, in reading his word, in loving our families. The Christian life is not built on extraordinary moments. It's built on the thousand ordinary acts of faithfulness through which Christ slowly shapes us into his likeness. That leads beautifully into today's gospel. Matthew places these verses at the end of Jesus sending out the disciples. He's warned his followers that they will face rejection, misunderstanding, and opposition. But he ends with extraordinary encouragement. "Whomever welcomes you welcomes me." Imagine hearing those words. Jesus is saying that when people receive his disciples, they're actually encountering him. Why? Because his followers carry his presence into the world. Then he gives perhaps the simplest example imaginable. "Whomever gives even a cup of cold water," a simple act of kindness done in Christ's name, demonstrating that in God's kingdom there are no insignificant acts of love. Every act of generosity, every word of encouragement, every meal shared, every visit made, every prayer offered, every cup of tea poured for someone who is lonely, every act of welcome reflects something of Christ himself. As we allow Christ to shape us, people begin to catch glimpses of Jesus through us. And Paul finishes with one of the best known verses in Scripture: "For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord." Notice the contrast. Wages are earned, gifts are received. Now, my grandchildren love receiving presents. When they see a beautiful wrapped gift, they can hardly wait to open it. They don't leave it unopened on the table. They get in there and rip it apart. No saving paper in our house. Sometimes I wonder, though, whether Christians can be a little like people who admire God's gift without ever really opening it. We come to church, we believe, we sing, but then we carefully place Jesus back on the shelf until next Sunday. But Paul reminds us that eternal life isn't simply something waiting for us after we die. It begins now. It begins now. It's a relationship with Christ that transforms us every day until one day we see him face to face. In conclusion, then, perhaps the question for us today is simply this: who is shaping my life? Am I allowing Christ to mould me through his word, through prayer, through worship, through the quiet work of his Holy Spirit? The wonderful news is that we don't do this journey alone. God has already done the hardest part. Through Christ, he has brought us from death to life. Through his Spirit, he continues to shape us. And one day, the work he has begun in us will be complete. Because the life of Christ offers isn't simply for today, it is for eternity. The Christian life is not about one great adventure or experience of God. It is about faithfully being shaped by him every ordinary day until one day we meet him face to face. That's the greatest adventure any of us could ever live.